How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 24, Comfort Zone. Anon has been talking for a few minutes now. He told Celestia about what happens between Bon Bon, Lyra, and him. It wasn't an easy story for him to tell, and he could sense that it wasn't an easy story for Celestia to listen to. He could feel her hold him tight every so often and open her mouth to say something, but instead chose to keep silent. What she wanted to say all those times, Anon will never know, but he was occupied at the time telling his story anyways. For Celestia, she was upset by a few things Anon spoke of, mostly about his friends attempting to court him. She knew that Mare had a thing for Anon, but for her to actually go as far as she did? Celestia is both happy Anon turned them down, but also sad on how everything played out. She's in two minds about it all. On one end, she wants to console Anon and tell him that everything will be alright, but the other end wants to celebrate the idea that Anon hasn't been taken from her. She feels guilty in a way to be happy over this news, but she can only blame it on how she feels about him.
That's about the long and short of it, Anon ends. As far as I know, I won't be seeing them for a long time.
I'm sorry something like this has happened.
It was wishful thinking on my part. I thought Lyra would change. I'm the one to blame. No one else.
Still.
Celestia uses her wings to pull him to her chest.
It must hurt, having to do the right thing.
Anon doesn't push away from Celestia, and instead allows himself to sink in a bit into her plush fur.
It's not easy, I'll admit that.
I know all too well what doing the right thing can do to a pony.
Celestia feels her memories drift to her sister. Anon knows she's talking about the Nightmare Moon thing. Seeing Celestia depressed like this just doesn't feel right. He might as well change the subject to something lighter. Anon then takes notice that the two of them have actually been outside for quite some time.
Well, no reason to reflect on the past now,
Anon says as he pulls away from Celestia.
It's getting late. We should say our goodbyes to the others.
Celestia nods at that.
You're correct. We have been absent for a spell.
Luna watches as Anon and Celestia enter back into the dining room together. A smile grows on her face as she notices the more relaxed demeanor from Anon. It appears Luna's idea was flawless. Her sister has comforted him in his time of need. She can sense that things are going rather well. Luna may be lost in thought, but that does little to keep her from feeling a presence saddle up next to her.
So, how's the plan going?
Blossom asks.
As well as I would expect.
Luna looks down at Blossom's attire.
You've been busy as well.
Blossom shrugs.
What can I say? It's been a long time since I've gotten the chance to look nice. Should I expect more competition for Anon?
Blossom chuckles at that.
Don't worry. I like him, but he's not my type. When has perfect never been anyone's type?
Luna mumbles to herself.
Perfect for you, princess.
Blossom remarks, having heard her clearly.
Anon is in good hooves. If you don't mind, I'd like to take the rest of the evening off for myself. Your request is granted.
Before Blossom can walk away, Luna rests a hoof onto her withers.
Have a good night, Blossom.
Blossom smiles at Luna.
A good night to you too, Luna.
With all that said, Blossom walks off to leave the party. She has a lot of things on her mind after having brought up the past with Anon. There are a few places she hasn't been to for many years, and perhaps now's a good time as any to visit. Luna watches in silence as Blossom walks away. Something is troubling her. Perhaps she will inquire about it tomorrow. But for now though, she will return to Anon's side. Anon looks around the room and notices everyone is still having a good time. It seems that even Trixie has managed to make it at some point too, as she chats with everyone in the group. Cadence and Blossom are no longer around. While Blossom not being here is odd, Anon doesn't care where Cadence is. So, seeing as the sisters are around and there are no threats to be found, he can only assume Blossom went off to do her own thing, which is fine by him.
Time to get this over with,
Anon says, feeling uneasy. I was never good at saying goodbye.
That's not goodbye,
Celestia remarks.
The party is simply coming to an end.
Right. Anon takes a breath in to steady his nerves, but calms considerably when he feels Celestia rest a wing on his shoulder. She pulls him a bit to her side with her wing as he walks over to the group of mares. Once they're close enough, Anon decides to speak out to them.
Everyone having a great time?
Of course we are!
Pinky shouts before anyone can answer.
Trixie has been showing us these cool tricks that don't require magic. She calls it sleight of hoof.
That sounds pretty cool.
Anon pats Pinky on the head.
Trixie was a bit late showing up,
Trixie says.
So Trixie thought a small show was in order. Though Trixie's glad to see you.
It's always nice to see you too, Trixie.
Anon catches Fluttershy and Blue Blood yawning out of the corner of his eye.
Though I have to admit it is getting a bit late. We may have to call it a night, ladies.
Oh, come on!
Spitfire comes in.
I can go for hours! How about a bar? Get salted up real nice!
Oh my, I don't drink.
Fluttershy says.
I can go for a drink.
Pinky says.
How about you, Maud?
She shakes her head.
I'm set to leave tomorrow morning, and I don't want to miss my train.
Ah, you'll be fine! Come have a drink with your sister!
Pinky urges. Maud looks up at Anon with a nondescript emotion, most likely asking for his help.
Pinky.
Anon comes in.
You've had a lot of fun. Time to call it a night.
Oh, but I don't wanna!
She protests in a childish fashion. Anon just shakes his head as he leans down and hugs Pinky.
We'll see each other again.
Pinky hugs him back.
Really?
Of course. Now hurry up and get some sleep. You don't want to miss saying goodbye to your sister when she leaves.
Pinky lets out a sigh.
You're right.
Anon sets down Pinky and looks over at Spitfire.
Don't you have a show tomorrow?
Spitfire's eyes widen a bit at hearing that. She starts to look a bit nervous.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Seriously, I had a lot of fun, and it was nice that you came by. No need to get wasted.
Yeah, I get it. Still, wouldn't mind at least one drink.
Spitfire adds. Anon can only shake his head at that. With the tone set, all of the mares say their goodbyes to Anon. They made sure to give him a hug, with Pinky being the only pony that requires a few mares to tear her off of Anon. She's always been melodramatic when it comes to saying goodbye. As Anon's friends start leaving, he notices one mare stay behind.
Trixie hoped we would have time to chat, but she was a bit late,
she says, looking upset.
Well, I'm no longer working, so you can stop by any time,
Anon adds. Trixie nods at that.
You're correct, though Trixie hopes you are prepared to be graced by her presence.
Anon scoffs.
Yeah, lucky me.
Trixie shall show herself out.
Trixie turns her nose up as she trots out of the room.
An interesting collection of friends,
Celestia says.
Well, they're good ponies.
That is, without a doubt.
A new voice comes in. Anon and Celestia look over to find Luna standing there.
Oh, there you are,
Anon states.
I thought you had went off to bed.
Luna smiles some as she looks between her sister and Anon.
Well, it's the day of your return. I wouldn't think of sleeping alone tonight.
That's about as much as Anon expected. It was kind of their thing, as weird as that is. But something he too has come to accept. Anon can feel Celestia press him into her chest with her wing.
A thought I mirror,
she adds.
However, we must bathe before we bed.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever heard Celestia say.
Though he doesn't take it out of context, he's already learned from his mistakes about misunderstanding something.
I guess that's true.
Anonads, still feeling a bit weird about bathing with the sisters.
Let's not sit here idly.
Luna says with a smile.
Come.
Before either Celestia or Anon can say anything, Luna teleports them to the royal bathhouse. You know, that party was less of a disaster than I thought it would be. Which is a good thing, but there's always going to be something around the corner. Anywho, let's get on to our careful donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Saru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkseid, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, 2X, Swordmother Mordred, Omicron Lare, RuneSack9052, Will Chris, Twinkie, Ride Soul, Battis Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancer Crust, Big Smoke369, Jesse Smith, BobcatJJF, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.